Welcome to Short Take. Soline Youssef initially tried out her expertise in different creative fields such as singer, actress, and seamstress. She ended up working in the film industry for a few years. In 2008, Soline started studying directing at the renowned Film Academy Baden-Württemberg. Her short film Nosh, Cheers to You, was shown in competition at national and international film festivals. Trattoria, which she made in her third year, premiered at the Berlinale in 2012. Soline received several scholarships for distinction, and her first full feature, House Without Roof, in 2015, was a big success. Since then, Soline has worked as a director on a number of national and international series, among them Skylines, Deutschland 89, and Sam, a Saxon. Her very personal first children's movie called Winners premiered in cinemas in March 2024. We talked to Soline via video call for this interview. Hi, Soline.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers.
Okay.
Let's have some fun. If you're ready.
I'm ready.
Let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in, ideally, three words?
I would say happy, reflecting, and observing.
Interesting combination.
Yeah.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
Definitely with my family. Like just gathering around, cooking, eating, talking nonsense, spending time with the kids, my nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Do you have a guilty pleasure or maybe just a pleasure? Because some people have taken, well, not offense necessarily, but it's just a pleasure. It's not guilty.
Yes, I would say definitely watching like very sometimes bad cooking shows or, you know, fashion shows or makeup shows. That's definitely my guilty pleasure and I will stand by it.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be film related in any way, but obviously it can be. Because you've done many, many, many things and very interesting, different things.
Yes, I'm multitasked. But I would definitely say the last cinematic movie that I did, because it is a children's movie.
Yeah.
And working with children in prep, but also finding the cast and being on set with children was definitely also doing the movie like from the perspective and definitely for a different kind of audience has made me grow a lot. And also as a human being, which is great when you do films and then you realize somehow it was not just about the movie, you know, it was not just about the product, but it was the journey and the way you changed and the way you had impact on so many kids, but also adults around me who had a great experience on set. But at the same time, the experience on Sam, a Saxon, a series that I did, was very overwhelming, but at the same time, a great experience. So I was very thankful for meeting all the people and I took a lot of friendships out of it. So I'm very grateful for that too.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I feel like I'm very blessed with different friendships somehow. People that I know for a long time, people that I just met, but had a great impact on me, like Malik Bauer, you know, the actor of Sam, a Saxon. We share a common sense on so many things, and I was so inspired by him as an actor, but also a human being. Then I have a friend that I studied with. We found out that we had the same birth date, and I liked her before that. It's Nora Finkscheid, you know, the filmmaker.
Of course.
And we just met, and I felt like we somehow had a soulful connection and it's until now, it's the same. We don't see each other that much, but I always appreciate her heart and soul and the way she views and the way she talks about human beings and life and political, you know, circumstances. But she's also very inspiring and I like to have her opinion on so many things. And at the same time, it's the camera human being on my side, Stefan Burchard, who's also a family to me. And then there are friends, as I said, from my past that know me since I've been, you know, 12 or 15 years old.
Yeah.
My Vietnamese friend, Thi Le, then there's a fashion designer friend, but also a lovely punk who's called Schruppe McIntosh. And then there's a Kurdish, my Kurdish best friend, Tevri Julai. So it's like very different communities, you know, and very vivid and colorful, you know, worlds that I'm collide yeah. with, that mine collide with.
Now we're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food?
If I have to decide, I would say dolma.
Yeah.
It's stuffed vegetables and wine leaves. The way my mom does it, it's just the best. And it's, you know, it's like comfort food, but at the same time, it's the food where all the people in my family come together for, no matter the conflicts. So that's a good thing.
If you weren't a writer, director, what would you be?
Somehow still an artist, because I was painting a lot. I was surrounded by artistic people in my family. So it was always a part of me. But before I started, you know, working in the film field, my goal was it to be an artist, actually, to be a painter somehow. Mm. But because I was not that much talented and had so many other smaller and bigger talents, I yeah. somehow found my way to filmmaking, because it was the field where I think I could, you know, still protect all the things that I love, or all the artistic little loves that I had.
Yeah.
It was my choosing then at the end. But I would probably have been a moneyless, somehow still painting artist who nobody would have known.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would have loved to have a very musical talent, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I had musical lessons for singing. I'm coming from opera singing, you know?
Yeah.
And I studied it also within a theater, also acting like for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I just would have loved to play an instrument or two. I am in awe of musicians who have like this love for their instrument, and they somehow melt, you know, with this piece yeah. of music. I would have loved to have that. And when it comes to fantasy talents, I definitely would love to read minds and to fly.
Yeah.
Although I'm afraid of heights.
Might be tricky.
Yeah, might be tricky, but still I would probably love to fly. Yeah.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member.
I think the English title is The Wonder Years.
Mm, yeah. You know?
Die wunderbaren Jahre is in German.
Yeah.
And I just loved that show. I watched it when I was a kid. And it had a very nostalgic impact, but also an impact on how complex these children and teenage characters were told. And at the same time, of course, all the Afro-American shows from US, where I felt seen, although it was so different from my world here in Germany as a kid or teenager.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Well, I have to be honest, I was a bit late, but because my sister and her husband and also my cousin are huge fans, I just started, I have the whole collection, it's there, but I just started to read Harry Potter.
Well.
And I didn't see the movies because I didn't want to ruin the experience of reading the books, because it yeah. was so important to me. I know what kind of a huge impact the story, I mean, the you know, the whole universe had on my sister, her husband, and my cousin, my whole family, basically.
Well, do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
A favorite hero or heroine from literature.
It's not Harry Potter yet, but maybe.
Harry Potter, basically, yeah. Maybe, I don't know. No, but I don't know him very well or his world to say that. I love Edouard Louise, you know, the author also.
Yeah.
And I've read all his books. And every time I read these books, it has a huge emotional impact on me. At the same time, I feel he's the only one, somehow not the only one, but for me, a very important voice of the working class also meeting with a world that is very elite somehow, mm-hmm. you know, and in a bubble.
Yeah.
And it can be, how do you say it in English, Widerspruch?
Juxtaposition?
Exactly, because somehow they clash, you know, these worlds clash, coming from a working class, but at the same time be catapulted, you know, in this bubble of very privileged, artistic, somehow elitary world. I feel so much reading this because it's the same destiny that I have as a kid, you know, who was forced to flee to Germany. And I feel his characters, no matter which book actually he has written, although they are always male and very personal mm-hmm. in his queer world, but still I feel a great bond and a great connection to his characters, to him as a voice also.
And now we're getting to the juicy stuff. What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
No, I won't do that because I'm always looking forward to the works of my colleagues. I have to be honest, I can't wait to see the next film of Nora Finkscheid. You know, she's my friend, but I also love her as a filmmaker. So I'm looking forward to that. At the same time, I am so inspired and I'm so happy that they exist. It's the Junglinger film. I mean, Raquel, Paulina and Faras, and they are this collective of filmmakers. And I think their work is just very, you know, visionary, political and socially very relevant at the same time. But they still have this huge heart and they love cinema. And then you feel this passion and then you feel like the humbleness, but at the same time, the, you know, passion. And they have like this very warm and very, yeah, punchy, but also very down-to-earth way of filmmaking. And I just love that about them. And I'm always looking forward to the projects they do.
Which, again, possibly German, but not necessarily upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
I mean, there are so many because I was also in the jury of First Steps Awards. You know, I've seen a lot of short movies mm-hmm. and first feature films. At the same time, I am also a lecturer at my old film academy, which is great. And I have to be honest, I'm just generally looking forward to the newer generation of filmmakers because I feel they make me very hopeful when I compare them to the nowadays status quo of the German film reality.
Great answer. What do you like most about yourself?
I think I can be very resilient. I don't give up that easily.
What do you dislike about yourself?
Probably sometimes also not establishing boundaries.
What is the last thing you regret and why? It doesn't have to be a big thing.
I think I don't regret it. I just realize I haven't put so much time for in my private life. I worked a lot. It's not something that I regret because it took me, you know, a while to get somewhere and to have the freedom now to choose the project, to work on my own projects and, you know, to just be established and taking seriously. You somehow don't realize how fast the time is moving and how much less time you've got for things that are important to you too. I think sometimes that's the point for also taking life for granted and things for granted. And yeah, I would like to change that. That's why I decided to do a sabbatical and just to have the time for reading books, not for movies, but just for myself, you know, and painting again and maybe singing again and creating for the artistic sake, you know, and not only to create and achieve products.
Which random thing makes you happy?
The first thing in the morning is definitely coffee. I mean, the smell of it is just, you know, calming.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Yes, I like Charles Bukowski a lot. And I like all the things and all the thoughts and all the emotional sayings he's put out there. And one of the greatest for me is poetry is what happens when nothing else can. This is definitely my favorite, saying of him.
Okay. And we're already at the last question, which maybe is a little bit tricky. I don't know. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
That's difficult. I think it would probably be one of the two actors that I've worked with for Ziga Zain, you know, the winners, the children's movie. I was so impressed and I wish them to be put on the map. One of the actresses, it's Halima Ilter. And I just love the way she plays the mother in Ziga Zain, my new children's movie. And also a new upcoming talent that is called Hevin Tekin. They have completely different energies and styles and, you know, completely different characters. But I think both of them would be a great match. Just to see their interpretation of myself would be hilarious, yeah. You know. That's why I would put both on the cast list, baby.
Okay. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us today,
you.
Celine.
It yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.